a very, very sad and disappointing day for athletics. And although I have to say very quickly, obviously not unexpected, to be honest, because it's been out there for some time. And when you ally it with the fact that, you know, that the IAAF officials allegedly have been complicit in this situation, it's a serious day for athletics. And one only hopes that SEVCO will respond strongly in the interest of the sport.
How long has this been bubbling on for? And I suppose, when did you first hear that there was happenings going on such as this?
Well, I mean, you know, in the sport, you know, they talk about many things, but there's no confirmation, so until today. But I mean, I've been on Highland Radio maybe back a year ago, indeed, and suggested that there was a systematic doping going on in Russia. And that's been borne out today by this report. I mean, you know, the situation in 2012 now comes to mind because in London, because of the number of medals that were won there by Russian athletes. And I have to say very quickly as well, this may not be confined to Russia. And that the commission did say today that there were other countries that were suspected of high levels of doping. So this is serious. The sport needs to deal with it in a very, very, very serious manner in the interest of the young people that are becoming involved and are involved in the sport.
There's still some other details of the report to come out, Patsy, but if we look at, I suppose, scandals in sport over the last couple of years in cycling and in FIFA and now in athletics, but this situation in athletics seems to be bigger than anything we've seen so far.
Well, yes, you know, I mean, we're back to the old East German situation now. We're back to the communists. Maybe this is a kick on from the communist system, you know, where there was systematic doping in all of Eastern Europe. And maybe there's a bit of a link with that, but in terms of the culture of the country. But yes, it's serious. But I mean, it's so, so serious when you understand and that's alleged that, you know, the former president of the IAAF was involved in taking money, as was the anti-doping officer, et cetera, to hide tests. And, you know, today you find that in the Russian lab, which is an anti-doping accredited lab, that they destroyed 1,400 tests. So it's very sad.